Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I might begin by saying that I was 4 years old when the First World War ended, so I know a great joy when the First War ended, we called the armistice, was signed on November the 11th, 1918. That's a few years before you people were born. We will have two meditations on the Our Father. Remember, we are on our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. That's where Jesus taught his disciples and through them teaches us the Pater Noster, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. Prayer is the most widely used prayer in the world. Everyone who has even a spark of Christian faith recites the Lord's Prayer. Mahatma Gandhi recited the Lord's Prayer. All Protestants recite the Lord's Prayer. Remember, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Lord, teach us to pray. And his answer was, when you pray, you say, and then the Our Father. When Jesus prayed, he never said, Our Father. He always said, My Father. And the first and most important thing we should know about the Our Father is that we are addressing all three persons of the Holy Trinity. And not only the first person. Certainly, the first person is God the Father. But he is God the Father. Or the second person, God the Son. Everything, and the word is everything which God does, outside of his own Trinitarian life. Everything that God does outside of himself is always done by all three persons working together. The reason we are having two meditations on the Lord's Prayer is because there are two very different parts to the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer, of course, is a series of petitions asking God. However, in the first part of the Our Father, we are praying for the interests of God. We are praying for what God wants. In the last part, the last five petitions of the Lord's Prayer, we are praying for what we need. And sisters, if there are two verbs, you should never mix up. They are the words want and need. God has no need. But God has many wants. We have needs. What a safe statement. And what we need is God what God wants of us. The first part, therefore, of the Lord's Prayer is addressed to God, praying that what God wants will be fulfilled. The second part, which will be our next meditation, will concentrate on our needs. There are seven petitions to the Lord's Prayer. The first two are petitions for, I repeat, what God wants. The last five are petitions to fulfill what we need. Now, the opening of the Our Father. It is well, sisters, and I'm sure by now you all know the Pater Noster in Latin. I don't hesitate saying this, but, and I'll discuss this with Sister Nirmala before I finish my month's stay here in Calcutta. It would be very, very useful for the missionaries of charity to know some Latin. I mean it. Because Latin, first of all, is the official language of the Catholic Church. Whatever is said or written in Latin means what it says. All other language, Bengali, is that a language? Hindi, is that a language? English, what a language. French, German. For 5 years I worked with the Commission for the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Those of us working on the Commission pleaded with the Holy Father, please, Holy Father, don't leave the Catechism of the Catholic Church in French, and that all translation will be made from the French. Please, Holy Father, don't do that. The French did not like it. But so what? We convinced Pope John Paul that he should, after the original Catechism, the Catholic Church was published, he should write another catechism. You know that? It's just out in Latin. Oh, how wonderful. It's in Latin. I just got a copy from Rome. Because whatever is in Latin stays. You cannot play with Latin. In any case, know some Latin, sisters. I have no authority in the missionaries of charity. Zero. But I have some influence over your superiors. I will try again. Now with Sister Nibola, see if our idea to have the missionaries of charity learn some Latin. You really know your faith when you know some Latin. I belong to the International Association of Latin Scholars. Some time ago, I attended a convention of all the Latin scholars throughout the world, and I gave them two lectures, and all in Latin. For 3 days, we were told never to say one word in English or our native language. We could talk only in Latin. and sisters, the Catholic Church was alive only when there are still people who know Latin.